Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
It would be difficult to find two men so different. Professor Stephen Hawking has one of the keenest brains on Earth, a claim that David Hamilton would never make. Hawking is a famous scientist, while Hamilton was a member of the Irish terrorist organisation, the Ulster Volunteer Force, who was sentenced to 5 years for armed robbery. Hawking is quoted as saying, "I regard the brain as a computer which will stop working when its components fail. There is no heaven or afterlife for broken down computers. That is a fairy story for people afraid of the dark." He also wrote in his 2010 book, The Grand Design, "One can't prove that God doesn't exist, but science makes God unnecessary." Hamilton was converted to Christianity while he was in prison. God had his eye on David Hamilton, and David eventually said this simple prayer, "Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart today. Come into my heart to stay." Now, it is hard enough to tell your family and friends that you've become a Christian, and probably harder to tell the people at work. So imagine how difficult to tell your fellow inmates. Initially, they might just think it's a scam so that David can have easier duties. They might even place bets on how long he'll last as a Christian. But when they realize he's serious, they are watching to see that he lives up to his newfound faith. After his release, David worked with the Prison Fellowship Charity and then Teen Challenge and is now an ordained minister. He joined the Irish terrorist organization because this is a cause worth dying for. When he became a Christian, it was because it was a cause worth living for. And of course, we all know it's worth dying for as well. In chapter 3 of the book of Proverbs in the Bible, it records Solomon saying, "Wisdom is more valuable than jewels." In Psalms, we read, "The way to become wise is to worship the Lord." Few of us are super intelligent, but we can all make the wisest decision of our lives by following Jesus. I'm Aaron Wright.